From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Belgium Transportation Minister Jacqueline Galland resigned Friday after being accused of ignoring scathing EU reports on lapses of security at the country's airports. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after a secret European Union report on the deplorable conditions, security conditions, at Belgium's airports was leaked to the media following the March 22nd bombings that killed 32 people, including 16 at the national airport and a subway. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks. Galland denied she was ever made aware of reports that said oversight of security measures at the nation's airports was flawed and that cited serious deficiencies in the way safety checks are managed. But a top official said he had clearly notified the transportation minister and her office of the matter. Prime Minister Charles Michel said after discussions with Galland that the minister presented her resignation to the king and the king accepted it. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday is scheduled to hear arguments in a key U.S. immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case, U.S. v. Texas, is about two Obama administration initiatives named Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals and Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, which offer protections to immigrants, allowing them to work illegally for a period of 2 years subject to renewal. The measures would protect young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. They would also extend deportation protections to the parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for some years. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidates Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton debated in New York last night, 5 days ahead of that state's Democratic primary. Both candidates agreed that banks regarded as too big to fail are a risk to the economy and should be broken up, but that is where their consensus mostly ended. The candidates offered aggressive exchanges to most questions, including Sanders repeating doubts that Clinton's judgment and touting about Clinton's judgment and touting his own plans to break up big banks. But Clinton claims Sanders failed to back up his claims that Clinton showed banks favor when she was senator.
The proper response, in my view, is we should break them up, and that's what my legislation does.
Well, as you can tell, Dana, he cannot come up with any example because there is no example. And it is important. It's always important. It may be inconvenient, but it's always important to get the facts straight.
Both candidates have large followings in New York, but polls going into Thursday night's debate show Clinton with a double-digit lead over Sanders statewide. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is visiting a U.S. warship in the South China Sea to emphasize the United States' commitment to security in that area, where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors. Speaking Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, Carter talked about the importance of security in the South China Seas.
It's said of this region that security is like oxygen. When you have enough of it, you pay no attention to it. But when you don't have enough, you can think of nothing else. Here in the Asia Pacific, through exercises like Balikatan and real-world operations, all of you, Americans and Filipinos, soldiers, sailors, airmen and Marines, provide that oxygen.
China has protested the visit, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach, favoring China's rivals for territory in the South China Sea. Many residents in southwest Japan have been displaced after a 6.2 earthquake struck Thursday, killing at least 9 people and injuring hundreds of others. Authorities fear many people are trapped in collapsed houses. Several aftershocks, along with the late hour, have complicated rescue efforts. The epicenter of the quake was 120 kilometers from the nation's only operating nuclear plant, but an official said late Thursday the plant was still operating normally. Some high-speed train service was suspended for a time. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.